Welcome, and welcome back to the latest edition of Brandler Bits. My name is Jeff Brandler. On Brandler Bits, we discuss an awful lot of different issues and different topics, some very emotional, some very practical. But today I'm going to go to a comfort zone of mine. Being a licensed marriage and family therapist, I know something about relationships. We evaluate everything. We go to TripAdvisor, we go to Amazon, we read ratings to understand if we have a good product or not. So why not rate relationships? And if we're going to go, let's go big or not at all. So let's look at relationships that are 5 stars. So our topic for today on Brandler Bits are 5-star relationships. So let's identify some criteria you might want to have in a 5-star relationship. And if you're not in that relationship currently, it gives you some things to strive for. If you're in a 5-star relationship, be grateful, acknowledge that to your partner, and keep making it better. So here are some criteria. One of the things that has to happen in any good relationship are trust and respect. You have to have trust of your person. That is physical trust, emotional trust, intimate trust, and you have to have respect. And you have to feel respect. You have to feel respected by your partner, that they have your back, and you have to give that respect. You also have to enjoy being with the person, which sounds kind of silly, but lots of people will be in relationships where they don't like the person. They don't like their values, they don't like their morals, they don't like the things that they do. You have to enjoy being with the person. You also have to have good communication, and you need to be able to communicate your wants and your needs. You need to be able to make some requests. You need to be able to have some conflict resolution. You can't have knockdown, dragouts, fights all the time. You need to find some ways to negotiate things that are upsetting, to come up with the best solutions for things that are upsetting. It's treated back to respect in a respectful way. There is also a sense of compliments both ways and an ability to say that very magical 8-letter word, thank you. Because when you're communicating, you have these things, you have these ingredients, and that's what makes a good relationship. You also want to have good intimacy, romance, and sex. Those are 3 separate categories. Because intimacy is not just physical, it's emotional. It's closeness. It goes back to trust. It goes back to respect. If I'm in an intimate relationship, I can put out my deepest, darkest secrets, my greatest pains, my greatest fears, and they are heard, they are understood, they are validated, and they are respected. You also need to have shared experiences. Goes back to you have to like the person. You have to have a friendship. Oftentimes, you have people that have relationships where they have great sex, they have great romance, they have great intimacy, but they're not really good friends. They just kind of hang out and do all that stuff, but there's no friendship at the foundation, because that is the foundation of any good relationship. Back to communication for a second, there needs to be some connection. In the world we live in, with text and phone, etc., etc., Facebook Messenger, etc., etc., people need to be able to communicate in all medium. It's one thing to say, leaving the office, text. Another thing to say, hey, how's your day going, text. Or, gee, how about a phone call? This is the craziest thing that just happened. I need to pick up the phone and tell you that. All medium. Another factor is that there needs to be support and feel support in good times and in bad times. Because again, sometimes people have good time relationships. They are great. They go out and they do fun stuff. They're out on the town. They're out in New York. They're out on Broadway. They're out at sporting events. They're having a great time. They go on these great vacations. But when it all hits the fan is when the relationship falls apart because there's not that support in the bad times. Another factor in our five-star relationship list is the relationship needs to have fun attached to it. In the world we live in, there's lots of stress. You add kids into the relationship, you have to be in seven different places at six different times, and you're always going, and the relationship becomes, get up, hello, what was your day, crap, see you tomorrow, bye, boom, boom, boom. There is nothing exciting. This relationship is stale. It's like moldy bread. It's going to fade away and turn green and purple and whatever colors moldy bread turns. You need to put some fun in there. You need to put some excitement in it. It can't get stale. The more unpredictable, the more out of the box, the more different, the more exciting, the relationship becomes unpredictable, becomes exciting, and never gets stale. And last on my list of a five-star relationship, taking it back around, is gratitude. I need to be able to express my gratitude for the relationship that I have, the person that I have, the person that I want to have, and to be able to use that eight-letter word again, thank you for being there, for connecting with me, for being my tag team partner, for having my back, for dealing with everything day in and day out, no matter how bad, crazy, or wild it gets. It's that ability that I am grateful that you have my back and that I have your back. And we are a team and we will fight through all of these things. After listening to the discussion today on five-star relationships, you may have discovered that your relationship might not be at five stars. That's okay. The key ingredient is to recognize that if you're not at five stars, there's things that you can do about it. You can certainly read the multitude of books that are out there on how to improve your marriage. There are some great podcasts, some great websites of people discussing how to make your relationship better. And certainly, there are some great couples counselors out there who can work with you and your significant other to make your relationship the five-star relationship that you want it to be. If you have questions or comments about today's Brandler Bits, feel free to reach me at my website, www.changeispossible.org. I'm Jeff Brandler. This is Brandler Bits, and we will be back with more bits soon.